That must have been a fascinating project to be part
great
of.
Great project. Great project. It was just
what
sensational.
Can you tell me about it? Because, you know, so few terminal elevators have been built since about what? 1930.
It was driven by the Americans. They had all that grain, and they wanted to come up right through the seaway and just get out there and on the ocean as quickly as they could. And getting to the seaway was the best way to do it because it had the draft. When you're moving grain in the U.S., you're in barges, and it's all sorts of things, and there's flooding, and there's all silting, and so that was the obvious way to do it. And all of the supply process was going to be bigger too, and it could all be handled. So suddenly you're not shipping 30 car train loads, you're shipping 120 car train loads, and you're getting through the seaway really quickly. It was just a wonderful advantage that Cargill had for a few years, and Dreyfus came along and a few others and said, hey, we're going to do the same thing, but they all did it for the same reason. We just happened to have done it sooner than others did, and we had the Baie-Comeau was a wonderful port. It's deep water. You can still to this day load the biggest ship they got in the water can load there, and others didn't have that, so they then had to build other elevators, and those were all quite expensive. So we were lucky. I think we were intuitive too about understanding what was needed, and let's do it and take the chance. And the owners of the company, a privately owned company, could say, do it.